Well, now that they've had several days to reflect on the opening session of the conference committee, some of the members of that committee are stating their opinion about moving forward on the Farm Bill. Among them, Congressman Kurt Schrader, who says the differences between the House and Senate may be not as large as some people continue to talk about.
I'm not sure there's a great disparity, except maybe in the nutrition area. And I alluded to the fact in my opening remarks, the $40 billion figure isn't real. That's just what they needed to be able to move the thing over to conference with just Republican votes. The real figure, I think, that came out of the actual House Ag Committee that was hard fought was $20 billion. So the real discussion will be, where do we end up between $4 and $20 billion and hopefully minimal reductions to our SNAP program. The crop insurance piece is the other big one, and that's mostly a battle between the corn growers and the rice growers, if you will. In other words, the Midwestern farmers and the Southern farmers.
Now, if the conferees are unable to overcome their differences, then more than likely all we're going to see is another extension of the 2008 Farm Bill, something that Undersecretary of Agriculture Doug O'Brien feels is not in the nation's best interest.
The Food, Farm, and Jobs Act includes some critical components for the rural development programs, and in those energy programs, it includes a lot of the funding. So the momentum that we've had in being able to support farmers and small businesses in rural places and supporting their renewable energy projects and their energy efficiency projects, we've done over 7,000 in the last 4 years, we'd be able to do much, much fewer without a Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill. There's also some critical reforms that basically would make it easier for the federal government to partner with local governments to support small businesses in rural places, and those reforms are on hold right now until we get this done.
Well, I've been seeing quite a bit of pressure on commodity prices of late, mostly because of harvest pressure. Most analysts do feel that corn prices are going to level off, but the question is, what's going to happen to soybeans? Well, according to market analyst Todd Holtman, a key factor is just how big a crop we see here in 2013.
The number one wild card is the soybean harvest. How big is it going to be? And that's going to answer a lot of questions, and it really kind of outweighs all other concerns right now. So that is the wild card.
Well, it wasn't a wild week, but it was a good one for dairy prices as block cheese finished the week at 190 and one quarter of a cent per pound, barrels 187, and AA butter 153 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Class 3 prices November 1882, December 1827, and January 1734. Board of Trade corn lower, December 427, March 437 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for November all the way down to 1266 and one quarter of a cent. March down to 1237 and one half cent. While locally at Central Wisconsin Co-op in Stratford, November corn 429, November beans 1207. Northside Elevator in Loyal, November corn 437, November beans 1211. And Heartland Co-op Services in Dorchester, November corn 417, the beans at 1191. Wheat that's at 598 and the oats 390. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 72 to 92. Most of slaughter cows, 53 to 71. Fed cattle, steady to weak. Choice beef steers and heifers, 111 to 125. Holstein steers to 109. Replacement bull calves, 95 to $2. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 70 and down. Feeder and market lambs, 145 and down. And those are your prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.